I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with the meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show so much on Sklarbro Country, the virus edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates. And so is Huddletron. And so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to this show. We love hearing from you. And it just excites us to no end. So build that community. Download the free Stereo app and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows. Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey, guys. Do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless. For what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fools, no rules.
A.k.a. two Jews, no Rod Caruso.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, we're back in it. We're back in the saddle. We're doing stories. We're bringing them to you. The episodes are compact. I hope you're enjoying them, and I hope you guys are doing okay. I know we're kind of in this weird period of time where some of the cases of coronavirus has dipped a little bit, but I do feel like Super Bowl parties are going to bring it back up again. The new strains are going to bring it back up again. So we're still
in the danger zone. It's almost like when a fire is still has embers burning in like a fort. Like we've kind of maybe
contained
put our arms around
it
and contained it a little bit. It's not burning out of control anymore. And yet at the same time, it's still dangerous.
Our lives haven't changed. My kids are still at home doing school from home. So, I mean, just let's all be careful out there. In the meantime, we're going to try and make you laugh.
Okay.
Okay. When someone does something stupid, we'll be there to at least try and figure out why.
And I feel like when people do things stupid now,
yeah,
that we're stuck, that we're
checking our social media probably more than we would had if we were in our offices and whatnot. When you make a mistake and then you make that mistake and then post it on social media,
that's where it like, that's when you invite us in.
That's when it starts to go and it amplifies and it gets bigger. It gets bigger and it becomes more of a mark on your life.
Well, that's where we get invited in and that's where we are right now. Okay. And let me just start this, take a step back and say, now is the time to try a new look.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to suggest this to you. This might be a fun thing to do. If you
want to cut your hair short, you want to grow a mustache, you want to try a mullet out, you want to put some color in there.
I mean, unless you're not going to see people, it's going to grow out unless you live in Florida and people
then
are just
out.
People are hanging out in bars like it's 2013. You can get away with a drastic change in look because in 6 months it'll be gone. All right. Basically,
right. You have time to play right
if
now.
If you're playing by the rules, you can do whatever you want.
Use this pandemic to do whatever you
crazy
always
facial
wanted to
hair.
Do.
Dude, look at this mustache.
I have a goatee from 1998.
Take this time during the pandemic right now that we're saying. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, in 9, 10 months, a year, we'll be past it.
Yeah.
But for now, and this next period of time, we can at least try things, which I think will be fun. It'll grow back. It'll wash out.
Almost
everything will.
Almost everything.
And this is a cautionary tale. And throughout this story, I'm just going to say this before we start. I simultaneously am laughing at this person and feel terrible for her.
Right. We're on her side. And at the same time, she did post it.
Don't do what this gal did. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. It is stories like these next one that show us that not everyone can be trusted to take care of themselves.
Yeah, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you don't need to consult with someone about doing something.
Here we go.
Okay.
Tessica Brown, not Jessica,
Tessica Brown.
Her plight went viral earlier in February after she revealed that her hair had been stuck in the same style. And I know that this can be frustrating to people.
Now, we're no strangers to tons of hairspray.
Yes. I mean, in the 1980s, we grew up in St. Louis where all the girls had what Jordan Brady, our friend who's a comedian and a director
now. Was it Jordan Brady or was it Sue Murphy?
Sue Murphy, great comedian, called it the hairspray rake.
So it was like hair coming down on the sides and then this thing.
This kind of rake. And it was brittle. I mean, it was hard.
Yeah.
You could hit something off of it and break it.
Used hairspray on our hair in the 80s.
Everyone used tons.
The high school we went to, the school colors were acid and wash.
Do you understand? There was a smoking lounge, not for the adults, for the kids.
And we were always like, should she be in here? I think she's pregnant.
That's right. She should not be out there. Smoking. Okay, so we get it. Like, we understand why people wear hairspray and use things to hold their hair in place.
But this woman took it to a new level. Tessica.
Her hair was stuck for a month since she substituted her usual got to be glued spray. Got, the number two, the letter B, got to be glued spray with industrial strength adhesive spray on glue when she ran out.
Okay.
This may be on the company. I'm going to put a little bit of this on.
Take some pressure off her. It has glue in the name. Got to be glued could possibly lead you to believe that there is a little bit of glue in what they're doing.
You cannot call your company Got to be Glued.
And not expect your customers to go find some glue when they run out of Got to be Glued and substitute real glue.
They are entranced by the promise of Helmet Head because of your product. And when they run out of it, they want to keep it that way. Okay?
So they will do exactly what your company tells them to do.
Yeah. It's got to be glued.
Got to be glued.
Got to be glued. They're going to actually put glue on it when they run out of your holding spray. What did you think was going to happen, Got to be Glued? This woman
would that she would run out of Got to be Glued and then she wouldn't go find glue and put it in her hair?
She'd need her hair to be glued and she wouldn't just find the nearest glue and spray it on there. Understand that words and phrases in this moment
have consequences.
They mean something, okay? It's like riling people up into a frothing lather by claiming an election was stolen when it wasn't stolen on the day that the Electoral College was supposed to be certified by another co-equal branch of government.
And then encouraging people to march down there and take back what is rightfully theirs, even though it wasn't rightfully theirs.
It'd be like doing that and then just saying, well, they were just going to peacefully gather on the Capitol steps.
Yeah,
No. You told them to do it.
You riled them up. Your words have consequences.
Your
name
got to be glued.
Your words and your phrases have meaning and have consequences, and people take them seriously.
This should have been a situation that just happened and was a phenomenal story that she told amongst her friends, right?
But she had to post it.
We found out about it because she posted on social media, and this is what she said. She said, my hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? We heard it. We're seeing it.
She said, it don't move. We heard what you're on TikTok.
It don't move on TikTok.
Your hair, it don't move. We got it. We got that from you.
That might have
be something to do with the fact that you sprayed glue on it. Yes. Adhesive.
Yes, a high, strong
the type
adhesive.
Of adhesive that you use to put a shelf on a wall that can have like hold 500 pounds of weight on it.
Yes, the kind of glue that you would put on the top of a construction person's hat high above a construction site, then put him in the hat and
he
watch
could
his
stay
legs
on that.
Kick and move on a commercial for the glue.
I would say that at that point, your hair don't got to be glued.
Yeah.
Right?
It don't got to be glued.
And the company, God, the company, man.
I think they were banking on the fact that...
That she'd be smart enough to be like, okay, I don't anymore got to be glued. I should probably go out and get it before I got to glue my hair. By the way...
sometimes you can't wait. Sometimes there's a long wait period from when you order, when you're going to get your new got to... You know, you got to be forward thinking with the got to be glued.
I mean, I think got to be glued has to start issuing warnings on their thing. When you run out of this, please
do
don't
not
put
replace it with regular glue.
Okay?
Or super glue.
You can't use high-powered adhesives. It will not
function. It was her problem until she posted on Instagram. Now it's everybody's problem. Now everybody's into this.
Why did she
issue.
Have to post it on Instagram, Jay?
I think to
blame someone.
Anyone.
Not herself.
Yes.
Like, we took the pressure off of her, and we were trying to be nice. But really, when it comes down to it.
She just wanted to get on and say, look, y'all. My hair don't move.
Great argument.
My hair, it don't move.
Great argument. You aren't to blame for putting glue in your hair simply because your hair don't move.
Yeah.
That's like when people...
That's causality. It's like...
That's like when people argue something and yeah, you're saying words, but those...
And you're putting them in the cadence of making a very salient argument.
But those words don't line up.
You don't understand, y'all. My hair, it don't move.
In another video, stop posting videos. Stop it. Yes. She was seen slathering on shampoo, which failed to penetrate her rock hard hair.
Yes, it's formed a helmet on her head.
This is like the time in high school when Jay and I were...
We weren't even in high school yet. I think we were on the verge of between
summer
eighth
before,
and ninth grade.
Summer before we were freshmen in high school, and we took a job painting houses with our friend Dave. And Dave, we painted a bunch of apartments and indoor stuff and some outdoor stuff.
And he took any job that he could get. And he got a job to Thompson's Water Seal... the outside of a barn in Collinsville, Illinois.
Right. And so we
drove out there. We had our hats on.
And we sprayed it from a distance, okay, with a big power sprayer. Now, Dave had a gigantic Jufro, all right? It was a big, thick nest of Jewish Brillo
pad
hair.
Dave wasn't a sports guy. Like, Randy and I were sports guys, so we're like, we're going to be outside. It's the summertime. Put a hat on.
That's I think I had a skull bandit
I think
hat.
We always wore hats. We just wore hats.
Right? So he didn't have a hat on. And then it's his fault. You're spraying this stuff in the wind. It's going to get in your hair.
It's bouncing off the barn and getting in his hair.
So we did a wonderful job at Thompson's Water Sealing this barn. No water was going to get on that barn. Also, no water was going to get in Dave's hair.
His hair was like a power mullet.
So Dave, who had this beautiful, big, thick head of hair, had to shave it all off.
Yeah.
He had to shave it all off and have people constantly be like, are you okay? Are you all right? Is he sick? But that was Dave's fault.
Yeah.
Like,
it was Dave not being smart. That's
right.
All
we
it was.
All blame Dave for doing that.
Right.
And I feel like we should blame this woman for the exact same thing.
But, I mean, let me put it in context, though. Dave wasn't trying to put Thompson's Water Seal on his head.
That's right.
He wasn't like, let me hold this good look by spraying some Thompson's Water Seal on my head. He was spraying something else and it got on his head. It was dumb.
It would have been if Dave saying like, look, I don't want my hair to get wet. I'm going to spray this Thompson's Water Sealant on my hair so it doesn't get wet. That would be the thing that he had to do to be dumber than what this woman did.
Jessica Brown?
Yeah. CNN reached out for her.
No comment.
Reached out for her. Yeah. Reached out to her. No comment.
Her.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about Tessica Brown.
And what the glue website said
What
to her.
The company who made the glue that she used.
I think it's called Gorilla Glue.
What they said that they're... Okay, we're going to get into that right after this break.
I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with the meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show so much on Scalabro Country, the Virus Edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates. And so is Huddletron. And so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show. We love hearing from you. And it just excites us to no end. So build that community. Download the free Stereo app and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows. Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we mentioned, as we come back from every break, we got to tell you, Live Dumb People Town, February 27th. Tickets are going.
Ooh, they're going.
It's coming up. It's not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, February 27th, Jack Black, open mic, Eagle. It's going to be amazing. Go to eventbrite.com, get your tickets there. Also, we're doing stand-up on March 20th. Get your tickets for that. March 20th, eventbrite.com.
It's a Saturday night. We got your plans covered. Order in some Postmates. Watch a little comedy. It's super fun.
So when we last...
Tessica Brown. She sprayed actual, I guess...
glue on her hair. Adhesive, really strong adhesive. It's Gorilla Glue. I don't know if you ever used Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, but it's like super glue. I mean, it's at the highest level.
It's unbelievable. I've used Gorilla Glue around my house, and it... actually fixes things like furniture that was
incredible. A coffee mug where the handle broke and I've used it.
It's like super glue to me. It's like just another brand of super glue.
It's 100% waterproof. People use it to fix bathroom tiles, people
maybe
wood flooring, decking. It can be,
my guess is she felt like posting this would get her more followers. That's the you got to get something out of it, right?
Yeah.
According to Gorilla Glue's website, the glue, which is
like I said, 100% waterproof, they can use it for fixing bathrooms,
flooring, decking,
can be removed with acetone or isopropyl alcohol. Isn't that what Michael Jackson took when he died?
He took propofol.
Okay.
I'll say this. Nobody in history has ever looked at a deck outside someone's house and said, I want my hair to look like that.
I need my hair to look like that.
See how smooth that deck is in the back of Jeff's house? Why can't I get my hair to look like that? What's he using on there? Gorilla Glue.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, let me get some of that.
All right. When the company got wind of Brown's dilemma, it reached out to her on Twitter.
That's how it works these days now, by the way.
Yeah, you got a young person who runs their
social account for whatever. They're like, I got to deal with this.
Who doesn't really know how to handle this.
Yeah, she's not trained in like customer service or customer outreach.
They got to now do it via Twitter. Okay, so here's what Gorilla Glue said to this woman. Hi there. Like chipper, happy, hey, happy Sunday. We're sorry to learn about your experience, !
Are you meaning really? We're laughing at you hard.
Right. It's like when someone's smiling and they're like, oh, we're so sorry.
No. You're in bad way.
Exclamation point is the wrong punctuation. We do not recommend using our products in hair as they're considered permanent, message read. By the way, great message to read after the fact. I'm sure she
really appreciates your warning now.
Your totally useless warning at this point.
Wearing a helmet.
The only thing worse you could do for her would be to send her a free bottle of Gorilla Glue.
Or case.
Yeah.
Case of the glue.
So that she would interpret that to mean I should do it again. We don't know.
What else do they say?
You can try soaking the affected area in warm soapy water or applying rubbing alcohol to the area. I love you can try.
In other words, ain't gonna work.
You can try
it. Good luck.
Go ahead. You can try it. Not gonna work.
If you want something rather than nothing,
if you want to make yourself feel like you're doing something,
right?
Even though nothing's gonna work, your hair is gonna be a helmet for the rest of time. This is, you can try
and
do this.
You have to cut it short. She's going to have to cut it way short.
It is so short, Jay. You don't understand. It is so short. I don't even know. She's going to have to like peel
shave
off.
It. Shave the
she's
head.
She's going to have to peel. You can't. She's going to, it will break razors. She's going to have to peel off a layer of skin.
Yeah, probably.
She's going to have to walk around with just a skull being shown. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, Brown, known on Instagram as @IM_D_oil lady. Took a photo sharing the app to update her followers. She posted a series of images of checking herself into St. Bernard Parish Hospital.
Oh, my God.
In Chalmette.
Now, is this the what our hospitals need to be dealing with in this moment?
This is a really long, about to be a really long process. She captioned some photo of with acetone and sterile water. They should not be doing this. These are frontline workers who are handling this thing right now.
I mean, maybe on some level, they're happy that this has nothing to do with COVID. Yeah. I mean, she's going to get it when she's in
the
hospital.
Hear any, I'm so dumb that I did this.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe she can't because she wants to sue, you know, Gotta Be Glued or Gorilla Glue. I don't know. She has to make it seem like they're the ones at fault. I don't know.
Maybe.
Celebrities, including Chance the Rapper, have since posted on social media to offer Brown support. Is what Chance the Rapper said. So now Chance is on this. He said, quote, I'm glad MF's actually supporting her through this. Okay.
Yeah.
The Chicago native told his 8.2 million Twitter followers.
Oh,
okay.
Boy. Okay.
Maybe we're looking at this the wrong way, Jay. All
maybe,
right.
Maybe this happens all the time and we just don't know about it.
So now I feel bad. Chance goes on. When I watched the video the second time, it was hard to laugh. Because I could tell Shorty genuinely didn't know she had put one of the world's most powerful adhesives in her shit. Hope she recovers well. To me, that doesn't feel like he hopes she recovers well.
No. And does that feel like he's supporting her?
That he laughed really hard the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That was
And he tried not to laugh the second time.
Chance was basically doing everything he could to not laugh.
Yeah.
And then he told his 8 million Twitter followers. I tried really hard to not laugh, but I could not laugh
this
at this one.
This is not lending his support. I'm just going to say, this is not Chance the Rapper lending his support.
As much as Chance the Rapper is shining a light on what she did to 8 million people.
Yeah.
He's shining the light on what she did to 8 million people, which I don't think she wanted that.
She was probably like, thanks, Chance, but no thanks.
Yeah. She ain't got no problem with you.
Until he told everyone what she did. Told 8 million people.
She doesn't need your support anymore.
Yeah.
She needs a new head is what she needs at this point. Maybe Chance can buy that for her. Just a blinged out head. Get this woman a blinged out head immediately.
Fuck the watch. I'll buy you a new arm.
This tells me that either she said that Chance would pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
I guess. Maybe.
This tells me that she's living alone or no one in her life can tell you don't do that.
Yeah.
Because she would be like, I'm going to spray this on my head. And if someone was with her, it was like, no, no, no. Don't do that.
No.
I'll go out and get you more Gotta Be Glued. I will say this, though. I kind of liked her hairstyle. I actually did.
Frozen in time?
Yes. It looks slick.
Very, really slick.
Very slick.
Super slick.
And that is a show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. We'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Avenue. A podcast network.